When not crying into her cornflakes about the Eurovision this week, Brenda Donoghue was out in the sun as well. And Kira and Robert Stanley have a 60-acre beef farm in Tullow, County Carlow, which is also a one-stop shop, farm shop, for everything from Wagyu beef boxes to yoga and their own country fashion clothing brand. However, it was the Highland cows that caught Brenda's attention.
Right, Brenda, you're very, very lucky. Star of the show is here. This is Hector. He's getting very excited. There's a big bucket of meal here for him, so he's very, very excited. He's one of our Highland cows here.
He's a fine set of horns.
He does, yeah. And I tell you, when you get a dart of them, they're quite sore. I've got a few bruises from him over the years.
Yeah.
And then we have Pepper, who's our little calf.
Oh, Pepper.
She's a little dote, a lot shyer. He's a real bully. Yeah. Hey, Pepper.
Good girl. Good girl, Pepper.
They're shedding their winter coat at the moment, so when we're brushing out their coat, a lot of it ends up on the ground. But you know what? The birds love it here. We have so many old trees, so the birds love this now, and they'll use that in their nests. So it's all full circle around here. They're just beautiful. I just love them. I suppose this time of the year now, we're out watching the grass grow and getting ready for our first cut of silage, so that'll be all for our winter feed. I guess when I'm up here, and maybe in the evenings when I'm on my own, it's the sound, it's the quietness, it's all the smells, it's the birds. You can hear pheasants sometimes in the evenings. The cows are just chilled out chewing their cud. It's home as well. So we just take it all in. So it's quite nice that we've been able to open it up to people for them to enjoy it as well.
We're just into the field here now.
Have a look.
Just have a look at the cattle. I suppose like every farmer now, we're probably looking for a small drop of rain, which everyone doesn't really want. But we've been, I suppose, getting ready for our first cut silage. So we make all our own silage here to feed the cattle through the winter. All our own cows and all the Wagyu beef is fed silage here from the farm. So we try and be as self-sufficient as possible.
Guys, I feel like we should sit down in the grass here and have an ice cream.
Well, we can provide the ice cream. We have lovely ice cream in the shop as well.
Tell me, first of all, about the two of you. Teenage sweethearts, is that what I'm hearing, Robert?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
We went to school together.
Did you fancy each other in school?
No, I actually didn't want to be in the same room as him for a long time, to be honest. Yeah, Robert did a bit of summer work with my dad when we were in secondary school, and I used to give out to Daddy as to why he would have Robert around, seeing as I couldn't stand him. My dad kind of quietly reminded me, you could do with a lift, you know, out of Carlow there some nights, Kira, so mightn't be a bad match. So he wasn't wrong. We started going out then later on in as we were teenagers, and just haven't looked back since. And we've travelled the world together. We've started this, the farm shop, which is, I suppose, created from both of us our love of food and the food production, and you know, knowing where our food came from. So it was always something, how could we incorporate that into the farm, and I suppose bring this back to life a little bit as well.
So you both had this dream.
Yeah.
But it's one thing having a dream, it's another thing actually implementing it.
Yeah.
And now you have the shop, and you have these infamous beef boxes that you sell. Tell me all about that. How did it happen, Kira?
Well, actually, I think it was over the kitchen table during COVID. We knew we were breeding really, really good animals, and we knew we had really good beef. The beef boxes we started out with. So the beef that we sell through our boxes and through the shop is a Wagyu crossbreed. So it's a highly marbled beef, which adds to the taste and to the flavour of the beef. So you have a higher fat content, which kind of, when you're cooking it, melts down and gives it that kind of buttery flavour and texture. So it is, it's really
very
good.
Very nice. Yeah.
Really good. So we're very, very lucky here. From our gate to the butcher is a mile. So by the time our animal leaves here, the food miles are as far as we know, one of the lowest in the country for beef in food miles. So, you know, you can't get much closer to grass to plate.
Here, Hector. Come on. lying. They're not too inclined to move now because it's in the sun.
Are these show calves? Tell me about them.
They're called hybrid cattle, so they're a mixture between the two pedigrees. So we breed pedigree Belgian Blues and pedigree Limousines and cross them, which gives you the what people call show cattle. So we have a little heifer there, a little red roan heifer. So she's hopefully this year's main prospect.
It's a really, really good time of the year. The sun is out. We're thinking of the summer. This week, obviously, Balmoral Show is on, so we're hoping to head up to it, as a lot of farmers will be thinking the same. But we actually, this farm hosts the Tullow Show. So the Tullow Agricultural Show is held every August, and this year will be its 75th year anniversary. It's real nostalgia. It's because it's the end of August. Like as a kid, when you were coming to it, you knew it was nearly time to go back to school. So that's kind of like, you know, that's the nostalgia part of it. So that's lovely, and it's lovely to be part of that. So Brenda, we're going to head into the shop now. This is my pride and joy. So this is our farm shop.
Wow.
We have all our meat here. We have our own brand of clothing, all the foods.
Your own brand
see.
Of clothing?
Yeah.
Did you design them?
Designed Ballybar, Ireland. Wow. So we have our own brand of country clothing. We have all our food here is all Irish, the best of Irish artisan food. We have the best customers that come up day after day to support us. So
wonderful. Hello, everybody. Hi.
So now Brenda over here, actually Katie, a girl from Tullow, she runs some yoga classes here during the summer and in the winter. So in the summer we're outside, in the winter we're in the coffee bar and the fire is lit. It's really, really nice.
Now come into our warrior two, let your back foot fall in, arms extended, nice and wide. Beautiful.
Sorry, class, can I just grab Katie, is it?
Yes, of course you can.
Hello, Katie, you're the yoga teacher here.
I am.
A yoga teacher on a farm. Tell me all, how did that come about?
I actually live in the countryside myself, and I taught a yoga class in my back garden, basically the backfield. And Kira saw and she reached out and asked would I be interested in doing classes here. And it is the most amazing location to do it. We are outdoors, you're getting your fresh air, you've got the animals all around you, and it's such a nice feeling, especially those early mornings. We're coming in at 8 a.m. and you've got your yoga class here, and then you can have your coffee and chat with everyone for the day. And we often do them in the cow shed around the back as well. So the cows are sometimes looking at us wondering what's going on. The cows can actually feel the energy of it. It's funny, when you first walk in, they're running around the place, and by the end, once they relax with the music and the energy in the space, they're all lying down, chilling out as well.
Just before we leave the girls to finish their class.
Hello.
Katie is our Carlo Rose, something we're very, very proud of, and something she downplays a little bit, but we're very, very excited for her, and we have high hopes for Katie.
Oh, Katie, the best of luck, so.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Can't wait.
That's a creative idea, Kira. Is that all about thinking outside the box to make this place a destination?
Yeah, so I think one thing that we've learned is it's the sounds, it's the calmness, and it's, I suppose, making that, you know, into that, the yoga class, the sound baths, and for people to actually come up here and just completely relax and soak it all in and get a real feel of the countryside and the space that's around them. And I'm not just saying this, I genuinely do pinch myself, you know, that we've created this, like to go from a cardboard box selling beef to a shop on our farm, surrounded by the animals, surrounded by grass, green trees. We're so lucky, but sometimes you just get caught up in the daily grind that you don't see that. And it's just when you look back at what we've come from and what we've achieved, like it's amazing. Like we're really, really proud of it.
Sorry, Katie, back to your class.
Okay, everyone, taking a deep breath in through the nose and exhale, just draw that belly button back in. Let that all go.
I thought Brenda Donoghue was looking a good bit calmer. Now I understand why. Kira and Robert Stanley on Coppena House Farm. More information, coppenafarm.ie, coppenagh farm.ie.